After salvation, what? Salvation is by faith alone in Christ alone. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me, through me. John 14:6. You have believed, you have placed your faith and confidence totally in the Lord Jesus Christ, and because he did what he said he would do, you're born into God's family. You are a member of royalty, an heir of God and a joint heir of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:17. The Word of God is so magnificent and presents vividly our Heavenly Father's plan for mankind in salvation, as well as a fruitful, victorious, abundant life. Jesus tells us in John 10:10, I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. He does not want us to be perplexed, confused, or frustrated, but to be winners, to be victorious and triumphant as we live on this earth. What should life really be like once we've accepted Jesus Christ by faith as our Lord and Savior? Well, first of all, first and foremost, we must desire the thinking of our Lord. Paul the Apostle expressed it in this way, let this mind thinking be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Secondly, we must see that perception to God's truth, daily intake of spiritual food, makes it possible to be convinced of the reality of the essence of God and the essence of our wonderful Lord. Hebrews 11:6 challenges us by saying, without spiritual food in the soul, it is impossible to please God. We must be able to see from a vertical viewpoint and not from a horizontal viewpoint. Thirdly, persistence in learning God's Word while in harmony with our Lord causes us to seek Him who is invisible. Then the invisible becomes more real to us than the visible. Fourthly, this intake of God's mind makes possible true love and true capacity for God and His plan for our lives. When truth saturates the believer's soul, then proper motivation will follow. Now that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what should you do to have daily joy, peace, happiness, and contentment? May I recommend some very simple steps? First of all, study carefully 1 John 1:9, which says, if we freely admit, cite, name that we have sinned, He is faithful and true to His own nature and promises and will forgive our sins and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is, everything not in conformity to His will and purpose. The second thing, in the light of this verse, know what it means and accept cleansing of sin and be filled with His wonderful presence. Thirdly, pray and find a man of God who will communicate to you, either in person or by mechanical means, the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book, historically, exegetically, and categorically. God still has men who are faithfully communicating the truth of the Bible. A person must desire the thinking of our Lord more than the desire for daily food, even though that's very necessary. Fourthly, since each one of us needs spiritual food each day, I would say anywhere around 30 minutes to an hour or more, we must set aside time for this daily biblical intake. Five, then allow your soul by faith to receive, accept, and apply those spiritual concepts received each day. Six, understand that faults, failures, and sins will be a part of life when we're under the control of our sinful natures. But we must realize that we do not have to be defeated. Seven, even when we are aware of our nature's bent to disobedience, we must know that we have volition and can choose each day to be restored to a right relationship with our Lord and grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. May God bless you as you find your right Bible teacher and as you advance in His magnificent grace.